BBC Radio Berkshire, Kirsten O'Brien with you till 12. Just time to squeeze in a chat with our gadget detective, Fevzi Turkup. Hello, I always make room for you.
Oh, bless you. Thanks so much. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. I know, still saying it to people
when,
that haven't spoken to yet.
When do I have to stop? When should I stop saying that? I mean, I know when the tree comes down, but when do we
next
wishing?
Week, let's go for. Let's or say Monday, shall we?
Or March.
Or March if you haven't seen someone, but they might think you're odd. What you got for us?
Right, two gadgets, both from a Danish company called Jabra, J-A-B-R-A, who've built a reputation for themselves for making really high-quality headsets. And they can be sort of professional use and sort of sporting use, social use, all sorts of different things. So the first of the two is called the Evolve 285. So it's E-V-O-L-V-E, number two. Space 85, so it's a Jabra Evolve 285, and this is a wireless headset for, well, I think it's quite interesting because this is great for people who work in noisy environments, so particularly if people are working from home or in an office with a lot of people around them. This is great. So it's a pair of over the sort of head full headphones. It's not just earbuds. These go, you know, band over the head, covering your ears on each side with a fold-out boom microphone. And the interesting thing about the fold-out is when it folds in, this makes a really good pair of headphones, Bluetooth headphones for home and commuting use and all the rest of it. So it's good for blocking out the rest of the world. The voice quality on this is excellent. This headset has 10 microphones built into it. So they pick up the sound not only from obviously from your voice, but it can work out very accurately what the background noise is and cancel it out. It's got active noise cancelling, ANC. And it does a good job because with 10 microphones on it, it's really good at working out what is you and what is not you and cutting out what is not you. Fairly uniquely, I don't think I've seen this anywhere else but Jabra, the active noise cancellation isn't just an on-off switch, it's variable. So you can choose how aggressive you want that noise cancellation to be. excuse me. So rather good in that regard. Up to 37 hours battery on a single charge. The speakers in the earpieces are 4 centimeters wide, so they really, that's why I said it was a sort of good hybrid device. This is the sort of thing you could buy. I'm not saying you should, you know, write it off for business expenses, but it could certainly be used in a business context. But it's got glorious sound quality as well. So if you want to listen to music, or if that's part of your job to listen to music, then it's going to be very good quality. All in all, rather nice, not cheap. Currently, I saw it on Amazon for £323 this morning. Price does fluctuate a bit, so it's worth watching the price and maybe if you're interested, grabbing it. Whilst it's cheaper. And what I would say with all these things, you know, despite the specs being excellent, it's always a matter of personal preference with these things. So buy it from somewhere where you can return it if you do not like it. Oh, the other nice thing I like is it's got a red tally light on it. You know, like when you're in the studio and the mic's alive, light comes on to warn
yes.
people. Well, when you're on a call, a red light comes on the headset to warn people. You know how people in an office walk up to you and they
yes.
don't know that you're on a call, and then you have to mouth, "Go away, I'm on a call," you know, like that. You don't have to do that with this. So the red light, you know, I think there should be a software fix where you can get the red light to come on to pretend you're on a call.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Yeah, if you're working from home and the kids are around and don't go near daddy or mummy when the red light's on. I like that.
As if they would care. They'd probably yes. wait till the red light comes on and then jump on mummy or mummy and or daddy.
True.
So that's that. I've given it 4 stars out of 5. It's great for those working from home in noisy offices, but it also doubles as a very, very capable Bluetooth entertainment headset. It's great for gaming and listening to music as well.
Get them insured for that price, though, eh? Can you get them on your house insurance or something?
Yeah. Well, you know, as a piece, if it's for your work, the ability to hear and be heard on a call in a noisy environment in particular, I think is great. The other thing is the comfort levels on these things are gorgeous. So it's quite a luxurious experience. So it's not cheap, but compared to other bits of pro, you know, if you look at Plantronics or something like that, their stuff's, you know, more expensive as it were. So I actually think this is quite good value, but yes, not cheap. But if you're VAT registered and it's a business expense, then, you know,
crack on.
Away you go. Yes, quite so. Right, have we got time for a second one? Or
squeeze one in, yes.
Okay, so this is also from Jabra. These are earbuds. So these are little earbuds that go inside. They're called the Elite 7 Pro. They're the latest release from Jabra in terms of these earbuds. Again, they've got adjustable noise cancellation, but they're true wireless, so there's, you know, there's no wire connecting the two, just one in one ear, one in the other ear. Again, as I say, adjustable noise cancellation. Bluetooth is version 5.2, which is great because that's pretty much the latest version, and it means that you're going to get more range and more battery life out of them as well. One of the things I really like is that they've gone to great lengths to make call quality good. One of the problems with having earbuds and then making phone calls on them is that the microphones can only be in the earbud, which is obviously stuck in your ear, not near your mouth. You can't have a boom coming out for an earbud, yeah. So, excuse me. It's always a challenge to get good call quality, so the other person can hear your voice well. So this has got four microphones built in, but it's also got two advanced voice pickup sensors. And what they do is that whenever it's windy or there's a lot of noise, the voice pickup sensors use bone conduction to transmit your voice via vibrations through your jawbone, which allows the algorithm to detect and cancel the wind. So it's basically,
word.
I know, it's very high tech. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but people with impaired hearing have been known to bite pianos whilst playing them, or you know, you can actually...
What? Oh my goodness.
Because if you bite on something that's vibrating, it conducts through your jawbone. So, you know, it actually helps with you know, perception of hearing.
Wow.
So this is kind of very unique. It actually, so if you're in a very windy environment and the active noise cancellation is having trouble working out, you know, hearing your voice and separating it from the background, gusts of wind and all of that. We've had a few gusts of wind just in the last 24 hours. This uses bone conduction to overcome that, so it's quite unique.
Amazing. What star rating would you give it?
4 stars out of 5. Price-wise, list price is $199. I saw it is $129 on Amazon UK. You can buy it from other places as well. Also consider from the same stable, the Elite 85Ts. They do not have as much battery life. They're not as water and dust resistant, but the speakers in them are 12 millimeters instead of 6. So if you want the best bass you can get, Elite 85Ts. If you want the long battery life, you want the bone conduction, so the voice quality on calls is improved, and better better protection all round, then you go for that. Right, 4 stars out of 5.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Got some good stuff there from Fevzy.